Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com. Show here tonight at Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio. This is Soulstream on Monday night, and I wasn't going to do the show tonight, but I did get a letter from Giraffe Angel, who's going to be, I guess, disappearing for a while, and so I kind of got reminded of my promise. I better keep the word when I'm going to do these shows. And I am one tired man right now, so I'm going to do a 90-minute show tonight, and we did a lot yesterday. It was a real physical day out there yesterday, and being on the Atkins diet, despite the fact I have a lot of energy, sometimes you just poop out, and it's one of those things. But I have good news from the land of Atkins. I am now 222 pounds, and that's a drop of roughly 13.5 pounds from my starting weight in roughly 12 days ago. So this is panning out, and I'm doing everything they tell me, including taking the vitamins and everything. So I don't know how well I'm going to do if I do some EVP tonight. We've got Vicodin, Chambre is there, Gabriel, Frur is here, Kathy is here, and I have on the phone, oh my God, we've got callers. You guys just surprise me. I just pop on and do this show, and people start showing up, and I really, it just touches my heart that you guys show up for these things, so just thank you very much. Even when I'm not in the best of places, you guys show up, and that's the best part of this whole deal. Yay, Gabriel says, yay, John, yay. Right on. It's good to be here, y'all. I'm going to do my Australian voice. Throw another EVP on the Bobby. That's right. Oh, Ringo Starr. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going English on you. John, Paul, Ringo. I'm just a lord from Liverpool. Oi, y'all. And let's see, who have we got here? 602. I think we have one of the 602s on the air. Is there someone on the chat here with me? Is there someone on the phone?
There is. Hello? Oh, my God. Who would that be?
It's Elizabeth Rose. She just turns up everywhere. That woman is like, she's connected.
All right, hang on. I'm trying to get this muted.
Raj, we're getting it muted. Raj. So all while right, she's muting... Are you there now?
It's not going to let me mute, so I'm just going to close it out. Yeah, it's just not going to let me mute it for some reason. I'll just close it out and say hi to everybody that's in chat.
Yeah, we got a nice group together tonight for an impromptu show. I do see 478 out there, and I don't know 478 if you are wanting to do something. So if you want to raise your hand at some point, I'll keep an eye on that. But I do see you out there, and I don't know what area where that area code is. If somebody could look up the area code for me and pop it in the chat room, I'd sure appreciate it. But, yeah, yesterday was something else. I got to meet Lloyd Auerbach and Annette Martin, the famous psychic Annette Martin, and I actually got to work with her a little bit. And to see a professional medium and a psychic at work is just, in person is just an experience you cannot believe. And
she's awesome, isn't she?
Oh my God! I mean, she kicked butt, took names, and nothing else, you know. And I was just standing there in just with my mouth open because she pulled in some things that had happened with me in the house that, because Spencer, you know, trusting guy that he is, he let me have the run of the house while they were on vacation, and they stayed there a night, and I had another investigator with me, and some things happened in there that I really told nobody about. And she pulled right in on that and told, you know, just basically said, here's what happened, da, 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 da.
I'm just telling you, because, you know, I've had her on my show. She's awesome, John. She's just totally kick
butt. She's the best. I mean, and she pulled in at Spencer's home is basically the reason we're seeing the male spirit in the, and she even pulled in that it was in dungarees, like jeans and a T-shirt. Which is exactly what Spencer's wife has been seeing, and even honed in on the exact location of the haunt where it was coming through a portal of all places in the laundry room, in the hallway that connects on the bottom part of the house. So it was just amazing, and you know they were doing the television shoot, and we were all part of it. I mean, I was expecting that we'd all be kind of shoot off and you know don't say anything. They had us right in the middle, and so I'm actually in the television show, and
awesome.
I felt really good because there was a question where they asked about where the family came from, because it was a whole family, which Annette said she had never seen before, a whole spirit family together, and and what ended up happening was they asked where they came from, and I immediately got Missouri. And out of also, you know, and I kind of kicked myself because I should have written it down or something, but or blurted it out. But eventually, Annette said it's a Midwestern state, M Missouri, and I was like, yes. And I said, that's what I got. And the camera's on to me. It was so fun. But
I'm
going
to try
this
to mute it again, so we'll see.
Yeah, and Chambray is saying put the portal on the spin cycle. I kind of like that. What would that do to a spirit going through a wash machine? Would it make them really clean?
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any of the dint. They wouldn't be dingy. You could use, you know ultra bright or something on it.
Darn it.
Oh, my God. We got callers. I got 757, I think, out there, too.
Okay, I can tell you that 478 is from Georgia, by the way.
Georgia?
Yeah,
Georgia. The lights went out in Georgia. Remember that? Remember that song?
Yep.
Who was that? That was the girl from the Carol Burnett show, wasn't that? Vicky something or another.
Oh, Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence. Whatever happened to Vicky Lawrence? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. We're stepping on one another there. I'm sorry, darling. Did I step on your toe?
Whose toe?
Hello?
Hello?
Like
478, are you there?
No. 757's there, though.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We
you know
who
that
is.
Over by now.
Oh, we know that laugh. Kathy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
It's been a weird week. People sick, people leaving, people going all over the place, life-changing, people going different directions, some folks passing through, some staying around here, a bunch showing up on my show tonight. That's cool.
I know. Let's stop this damn world. Let's stop the world.
Damn it, woman, we need some margaritas, you know?
All right, margaritas coming up. You know that's my specialty. Thank you.
And I see Kathy. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't know if I had it in me tonight because I am a little bit tired, but I'm going to try EVP here in about 10 minutes. How about we do that? So, and I don't know how to say your name for, so I'm just going to say F-R-R, or Friar Tuck. That you should be called Friar, almost. I think Friar would make me, but F-R-R. How do you say that? What would you guys say? F-R-U-R. Furr? Furr? Furr.
Fever.
Furr.
Fever. Fever.
Poor Kathy. She's just so sick. She doesn't want to say anything.
You are doing great together.
Well, how are you feeling, my love? I mean, is that infection getting better?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone, but I got so sick of taking those pills, and oh my gosh. But anyway, I'm trying to wean myself off of them. I haven't had any in 2 days.
Well, you know, if it were me, I mean, I sent you some of the stuff on Atkins, but also the garlic. Garlic is a natural antiviral compound, actually.
Yeah.
And it has antiviral properties, and it will also it'll knock out bacteria too. I mean, nothing wants to live in that, and it tastes good too. And friends will all stay away from. Yeah, and your friends will all stay away from your breath. That's really great.
But I tried it and it burnt my tongue, so I figured it was too much antibiotics or something. So I had to get myself off of that so that I can enjoy the garlic, because I love garlic.
Me too. You know, I've gotten into I have to admit, 51 years old, and I haven't been much of a cook in the past. But what I've been doing in the mornings is I've been frying eggs, and I've been experimenting. I'm trying to throw in whatever I find in the fridge, and I got into throwing a little garlic in, an onion, and peppers and things like that. So I'm getting halfway good at this stuff. Who knows?
Oh,
I could turn out to be a good
omelet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying different experiments. You know, I mean, it's original science now. You know, it's not the chef thing, but you know, maybe I will wear one of those hats. I don't know, but. Right now, it's just, I just need protein units, you know. Must have protein. Me cook this. This good. Mm.
Eggs are good protein. That's very good.
Well, Annette Martin, I mean, that lady just stunned me. I'm still just in shock at the accuracy of her. She had actual conversations. You could feel the presences in the room. I actually felt cold spots on my back, and Lloyd Auerbach, and neat guy, very, very technical, very focused. But, you know, we took some pictures. I pointed out where we'd had evidence before, and we took a picture with a Polaroid of the crosses that that Spencer's wife has on the ceiling, Sarah. And what ended up happening was these shadows appeared way far away from where they should have been. They were over like about 6 inches, and he was looking at that going, is this normal? And I came over and looked, and I said, no, that doesn't make sense. The flash would have hit, you know, if it had been proper lighting, the flash would have done something different. And he said, I'm going to have the folks at Polaroid look at this, because, and the television camera was right on it, and we were conversing back and forth. And so that was a weird piece of evidence. I mean, we actually got something physical, and we did have all of our tri-field meters. We had three of them in the house. Spencer had one, I had mine, and then Lloyd had his, and they were kicking off in proximity to Annette when she sat down, and you could feel the presences gathering all around. So there was real excitement at having her there, and it was something. I mean, she's good. There's no other word. I mean, you were dead right, you know. I mean, you were dead right what she was going to be like.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, I went, because she's been on my show several times, on my radio show. And I got to tell you, the woman just blows me away every time she comes on. Every time she comes on. She tells me something, and I'm like going, really? And we even, what we've done on my show, John, we mailed her some things, and she actually held them in her hand and done psychometry on them. So, you know, I know she's awesome. I knew she was going to blow you away. I knew it.
Yeah.
And I knew Spencer was going to be going, holy mackerel, who is this woman, you know?
Well, she did she read the antiques in the home. There was this whole segment of antique reading. And
yeah.
I was just in awe. I mean, I'm a good psychometrist myself. I mean, I can handle, you know, just go up and touch stuff and get impressions. But I mean, she was like, you know, reading a book. You know, it was like fire hose.
Oh,
I'm standing there going, okay, I got some work to do, you know. And she was really encouraging with me. I mean, I was really, you know, and she hugged me and was real friendly and
she's
sweetheart.
She's a lovely woman. She's a beautiful
woman. Oh, God,
lady.
Yeah.
And
oh,
she
yeah.
just, she makes you feel that way no matter how. When or where you meet her, you know, you just know that it's all okay. And I actually got to beef with her and meet her through a friend out of Memphis. She was doing a show for a guy that was the program director, and he told me, he said, you contacted it. And when I did, she goes, I would love to. She goes, I love your energy. And she just, from that moment on, you know, I can contact her at any time. She's beautiful. I love her.
Well, she gave me her card and said she wanted to stay in touch because when she found out about this place, she said she was talking about some sort of a venture in the next year. Mm-hmm. Won't be able to come up this year, but into 2011, I think, is when she was talking about it. She wants to hunt my house.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind she wants to go to your house. I'm sure she would love the ranch.
I told her how big it was. She goes, 7 acres? And I went, yeah, but you're going to like it. There's stuff here. And she goes, okay. She goes, I feel like you're exactly right on with a lot of things you're saying. She goes, me and Lloyd would like to come up. And so, that's mm-hmm. definitely a significant thing in the future. I think it's going to happen. And so I'm excited. Oh, yeah. You're going to have a famous, Spencer got his shot. Now I'm going to get mine.
Oh,
but hey,
well,
She'll
come up to the ranch and do it. I know she's going to. I already feel it.
Sure. Yeah, I just get the feeling she's going to be awesome here too. I just want to stay in touch with her. I'm going to be mailing her a few things that we picked up from the mm-hmm. from there. We did tape a bunch of a video. As many of you know, I've been updating the GRI YouTube channel, and we do have a new video out there from a long lost video we thought we lost of. Contact from a spirit in room 401 of the Truckee Hotel. It's all black except for the K2. Spencer was doing the shoot on it. So he had that in there, and we were getting responses. And I'm going to be posting more videos. And we do have stuff with Annette and Lloyd. So I'll be clipping that over the next few days, and you'll be seeing more videos and clips. We're going to get real intense on our videos. So do keep an eye on that because we're really making a concerted effort with that. I'm also shooting B-roll stuff so we can start doing actual longer productions and do 10-minute shorts on YouTube with some of our stuff and take GRI kind of in a new place. So something I've always wanted to do, so we're going there. But you know what? We have a caller, and I also see 478 in Georgia is still sitting there with a hand down, so... Sorry, 478. Just listen in. Oh, now the hand
that's
went
Gabriel.
Up.
That's Gabriel.
Oh, that's Gabriel. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So who was it Gabriel first then?
Yeah, Gabriel
I think Gabriel was first.
Gabriel.
Okay. All right. I'll pick up Gabriel here. Hello, Gabriel. 478. Hello.
478. That's me.
That's you.
John.
You're the lucky winner. Ding, 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 ding. You're the lucky winner.
And that's not Gabriel. And that's not Gabriel.
Where's Gabriel?
Oh, my God.
No, pick up Gabriel.
Okay. All right. We'll hold you there then, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back to you. What's your name?
Libby.
Libby? Okay. Nice to see you, Libby. We'll be back with you in a minute.
Cool.
Okay, let's try the. I'll put another 25 cents in. Spin the dial. Let's see if we get Gabriel this time. 978, Gabriel. Is that you, Gabriel? Did I win?
You said 978?
Yeah, that would be you, dude.
Oh, okay, that's not Gabriel. That's Frank.
Oh, my God. So I've
got, hi, Frank.
Like,
oh,
okay.
Hello.
To start.
Hello,
phone.
Frank. Well, I think all my lines are tied up, so I guess what we'll do is we'll just, when we go through this one, we'll just open up a line and Gabriel can call in. So that's two for two. Okay. Well, Frank, what can we do for you, my friend? You wanted to do a EVP?
Yeah. You had a show earlier or something. I completely missed it, so I got an email. I came here hoping you will do an EVP now, too.
Yeah, I'll apologize to listeners. I was really tired from this whole thing, and I got a letter from one of my listeners who's kind of disappointed, and I went, you know what, I'm going to make it happen. So if I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. So we rescheduled and made it work, and here we are. By gosh, we are here. So you got me, man. I'm here. Let's read, man. Let's shoot.
Yeah. And just on a side note, I am Fur, and that's just my initials.
You okay? So if Fur is it?
Yeah, that's me from the chat.
Okay, so and that's how you say it because I was going to take bets on that. It was like Fur. And I try to say that, and it just comes out wrong. It just, you know, I'm usually pretty good with this stuff, but my
yeah,
God,
I like sort of complicated combination of words.
Simple, but you're simple and yet tongue-tied. Well, what can we do for you? What can we do for you tonight?
I just have a question, or maybe two, that I wanted to go through BP.
Okay, let me go ahead and fire up the FM and. Get things set up here. We'll get you going here. Let me go ahead and fire up the Audacity, get her going.
I think Frank's called in before.
I think
yeah.
Frank has we've had that before. Frank
yeah,
has been in
twice.
Before.
I had an ABP once, and then I came back to tell you that it went very well. I was the guy from Peyton Hall, and then we had an MVP, but that one wasn't that great because that was completely about you. Although that didn't upset me at all, but it was fun still.
Yeah, it was like weird. Sometimes they'll just do that with me, or they'll have a message for somebody else, and they'll look at you, and you're the person that's being read. It's like, oh, sorry, you're just there to listen, and it's like, what? What are you guys doing? Anyway, I think tonight you're going to get lucky on this. So let's go ahead and go forward here. I got FM there. Let me run just a test cycle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We got everything going here. And here we go. Okay, we're good to go. Okay, you know the drill. I'm going to do the 5 count, and then I'll say go. And then you do your question as short as you can make it. And then everybody get really quiet for me, because I will see when the things pop and people rub their phone against something or whatever. And then I get to clean that up. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I wanted to know, I have a feeling that everything that it was going good for me came to a stall, like just stand still recently. And I just wanted to know why is that, if that's preparing for something, and why is that? And also the little project that I was working on that had to deal with a lot of encryption, you guys know what it is. How that will go, if you have any insight for that. So those are my two questions. Thank you.
You know what? I just realized something, and I feel terrible about this, but I am hearing actual crosstalk on the FM. So what we're going to do is I'm going to find a station that's not going to be... Sorry about this, guys. I am looking and looking. God, you're getting all our local stations out there all over the world now.
Everyone wants to do radio.
Okay, that sounds a little better. Let me go ahead and retry it again. And we'll just go back for a count. And just have you redo it. If we can shorten it up a bit, so just get the two questions out as short as you can, and then we'll just go forward. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, guys, I had a big feeling of stillness right now, and I just want to know what's that and where I'm going from there. And also the little project I had that had to do with a lot of encryption, if you can give me some insight onto that project. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, we're going to stop here. Yeah, I'll keep going. Oh, I am off tonight. All right. For our friends on the other side, take it from here. 26 seconds, go. Okay, I stopped at 55. That just kind of felt right. And let me go ahead and end the FM source here. Got a little bollocks up, but let's see what we got. And Chambre, while I'm doing it, think. Oh, God, no, Chambre, don't do that. You're making me laugh. Sometimes the audience just pop up, and I just go, I'll start to bust up at the stuff you guys say. It's like, oh, no. Let me see here. I have one little artifact, and I think that might have been me. Yeah, let me go ahead and run a compression here. Yeah, that looks pretty good, actually. I'll just take that one out and clip it. And then we'll just come back and recompress, and I think we got to start here. And then I'm going to try that technique I was doing on the last few shows. You know, it's been a while since we've done any of these. That's kind of why I'm off my game, because some of the shows have just turned into talk shows, and we haven't done regular EVP with the call-ins. And I was really missing it, I'll tell you guys. I really love doing this work, and it's a lot of fun, and we learn something about life every time we do this. And I remember you, Frank, with the call that you actually had the confirmation because you were just checking me out to see. And then that paper, it was a scientific paper, if I remember right, that you had. And that all kind of came out, and it kind of blew you away. And I was equally blown away because, you know, I'm in the science business myself. And believe me, I was as skeptical about this as when you, probably more so than you. When this all started, but it does seem to be something there, and it is an interesting phenomenon, to say the least. Looks like we got a little bit of something here, so what I'm going to do is amplify that, give it a little bit of... I'm going to do it old school tonight. I'm not going to... Everything else has been going wrong, so I'm just going to do it by hand and do it the good old-fashioned way. It's good for me to practice here. And I see quite a bit of modulation here. So, and you, by the way, you did that so fast. I was wondering, do you actually do voiceover work by any chance when you did your questions?
If I did voiceover work in the before, you mean?
Yeah, have you ever done it?
Not really. I'm a trained actor, but I never really done voiceover.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a big future in being the guy at the end of the bank commercial where they tell you the terms and conditions. But you can really belt it out there, dude. And if you want a little... Thank you.
You
understand everything I just said? Yes. Okay. We understand what that man said. That's the part that's weird. And he could repeat it on command. That's so strange. I got people laughing out there. You did. I mean, I could play that back, and everybody would go, "Wow, that guy's talented." I mean, I put that on my resume, man. I mean, listen to this. This is like, let me play this back. This is so good. Here we go. Wait a minute. No. That's okay. I got to amplify because you did it so soft. I have to compress it here and bring it up so we can all hear it. Oh wow, you were like barely there. I'm gonna have to do EVP to get your voice out. You were that quiet, Frank. I mean, it was really quiet, dude. In fact, I'm having to wash your voice so I can get you out like a spirit. Okay, here we go. I think we got it. That's how it came out.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like an EVP, but it's not. I mean, usually it comes out really clear. So it's been a strange night, but let's go ahead and just try the first 2 seconds here, 26 to 27 and a half. And basically, just to your question, is you had what two things, just to summarize?
I feel a little on a stub right now. I just wanted to know what was that and, where things are going from there, and I'm working on your project that I just wanted to know what's their take on the psi, because there is sort of like a lot of philosophical and metaphysical and implications, and let's say I'm challenging things a little and pushing really hard. So
okay, well let's try. Let me just get a read on this and see if I've got the volume right, because I may have to boost this a little bit. 26 to 27 and a half. Here we go. Okay, that says Tony, she's the one, very clearly to me. And I don't know who Tony is, but...
You heard that? I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, girl.
I
had to boost it up a little bit, too, because I'm still doing some adjustment here in the studio, and I'm in a kind of a knockdown dragout with some of my audio levels, and I'm going to have to rip my chain apart. What we have is what's called an audio chain, and I'm having to rethink the whole structure here. So this was kind of the best I could do on short notice to make this all work. So I'm going to redo it with so I can get a little more quality results out of that. But that's what I'm hearing. It's pretty clear to me. And
I could hear it too, John.
You could hear Tony, she's the one?
Yeah, I couldn't tell what they were saying. I could actually hear the sound though.
Yeah, it's modulation. And let's see, 27.5 to 29.5. Let's keep going. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and raise this up so we can get that so you guys can hear it better. I'm going to bump it up a couple of dB because I think that will help. And let me pop that up. I'm going to let some clipping. I have to do some overrides to let this... Actually, I'm going to take it up about 4 dB, and that'll really pop it out there because it just gets louder. And I did turn the volume up partway down, so 27.5 to, I'm going to take that out to 29.5. Here we go. Okay, Frank, this is saying basically, why don't you let them help on this? I think this is on the venture. Are you doing this thing alone, this venture? Is this what this thing is? You're trying to do something by yourself?
Maybe.
Okay, well, it's saying, why don't you let them help? And I'm not sure if that's like fellow team members or... is there some kind of mentor who's kind of looking at you going, hey, you know, you need to listen to me kind of thing? But that's kind of the sense I get with this. I mean, are you open to them coming in and taking a look at what you're doing, whatever this venture or whatever this thing is you're trying to do that you're stumped on?
Sure, and open to all the help I can get, indeed.
Well, I think have you been forcefully asking for the help?
I've been forcefully asking for me?
Yeah, have you been going out and soliciting the help? Have you been active and kind of pushing and taking it out and showing it around, whatever this thing is, and asking for people to look at it and help you with whatever it is?
Well, overall, yes.
Huh. Kind of part of me says that's not quite enough, though. It's like that's the intent. The thing I get is it's kind of like you need to do a little more. You need a little more passion with it. That's kind of the thing I'm getting here. Okay,
okay.
A little more. I mean, what is this thing? I mean, I mean, it's driving me batty. I mean, what is this thing you're trying to do that's stumping you?
I cannot say. Well, let's say if I could do it, I don't know how to explain it. Let's say it this way. In order for me to do it, I will have to, one physical theory will have to be proven truth as a law and will defy every other idea within physics. That's perhaps the risk.
So you're doing a scientific, I mean, and I'm just, see, this is this problem of being a scientist, because I have the same problem. It's one thing to get specific, but basically you're doing an experiment, right? Designing an experiment to prove
something. I guess
something.
You can call it an experiment, yeah.
Okay. So when so you're trying to do this experiment, and it has the potential to do something very unique or very great, if what you is
very unique and very great.
Yeah, and you're trying to do something everybody said was impossible, right?
Well, I don't know if anybody has think of it before, to be quite honest.
Huh. You know the funny thing with oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was in a computer science class a lot of years ago, and I had a teacher who was a pretty wise guy, and he said, you know, you guys all, you birds all think you know everything, right? And we were all tough, and we thought we were really smart. And he said, I had a kid come in, and I remember this kid, he was smart, and he was doing mathematics, and that was his thing. And he came up with this real interesting branch of mathematics, and he thought he was original, and he took it into his professor, and his professor looked at it a long time and then walked over and grabbed the dustiest book he could find off the shelf, flipped it over to the exact page on the first try where the same branch of mathematics had been done by a guy 75 years earlier. I just had to laugh. I was like, oh, okay. I think we got our butts kicked here. But, you know, that I...
It sounds to me like
you are doing something original. I think this has the potential to be original, what you're doing, right?
Yeah, but and also what I'm striving for, if I achieve success, I will be the only person on this world, literally, that will know so. And
okay.
If somebody else has tried it before and been successful, there will be no evidence. It's complicated.
So you're basically building a time machine, and you just want to, you know, opt out and go to a new
timeline. That will be much easier. That will be much easier than what I'm going for.
Okay, you're trying to create new universes. I see. You're trying to become God. That's it. You're trying to become God. Okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and keep playing it then. 29.5 to 31.5. Here we go. There is a name here that is coming through, and his name is Stephen, and it says, Stephen going to help you, Stephen going to help you. So I don't know if this is like someone on the other side, or you have a person on this side named Stephen you know about, but the name Stephen is very clear there. Do you know Stephen?
Well, today I actually had to find out about somebody with that name who is actually helping a family member of mine, and it's on the other side of the country, so maybe I meet the Stephen, but I definitely had that name around me today on someone I don't really know yet, but...
Okay.
Who knows?
Well,
since the last time we did this, I'm pretty open to names I have no clue, and actually, I hear this name before, so I'm making a note.
Yep.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
So. All right, here we go. We're going to go 34.52, and now it starts to wind up here a bit. We're going to get some more. Matter of fact, I may just tone this down a bit. These are really overdriven, so I'm going to take it down just a tad and see if that. Yeah, that'll do it. 34.5. They're going to be a little less, but I think I can work this. 34.5 to 37.5, I think I can make this one work with a longer duration. You're a scientist, right? Or a scientist
yep.
In training? Okay, so what's your relationship life like? I got a reason for this.
My relationship life?
Yeah,
single.
Got like a, yeah,
happily
a
single. No, I'm happily single.
Happily single.
Mm-hmm.
So you dating? Are you dating the ladies?
No, no, I'm happily single. I'm happily nothing. I'm happily having really hot dates with my books and my laptop.
Okay, well, then you must be dating the laptop because it says we're going to get you a really nice date. So I don't know if that has to be the date when you find out whatever this is, but it says a date. So I was taking it to mean relationship date, but who knows? It says here, we're going to get you nice date. We're going to get you nice date.
Well, that'd be nice.
Think about it. Yeah, who knows? Maybe there's a girl that in your future will help you with this, whatever this major experiment of yours is. So,
well, you know, love is a powerful force, maybe.
Okay, let's keep going. 37.5 to 40. I'm gonna break that up. 37.5 to 40.5. Here we go. Okay, I am really getting the sense that this is a guy dude sitting there kind of poking fun at you, but also willing to help you. I'm going to stay with you is what's said here. I'm going to stay with you. Now, I'm going to I had to break it in the middle here because of the way it was phrased, so I'm going to take a 38.5 to 41 and just watch the last part so I can fill in that sentence. Here we go. Can I stay with you now? That's what the word. And so that's, I think that with what you're trying to do, you're going to get help from the other side. I mean, you're really sincere in this effort, aren't you? I mean, this sounds like a passion that you're trying to really get this thing to work, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep, there goes my laptop here. I'm hearing music. Do you hear that?
I heard that too.
It's the TV, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was sitting there thinking, wow. I've got EVP music coming in from the other side. Oh, it sounds just like I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, my God. There we go. Let's see. I'm trying to remember some of the names from the I Dream of Jeannie now. You know, it's like, Major Healy, Major Healy. Let's see, 41 to – is Major Healy dead? I think he is by now. 41 seconds to 44. Yeah. He's, you know. Here we go. Yeah, but wouldn't you like it – you know, Elizabeth, I could see you. You could just, you know, you're there in Arizona, you just take your head and go, and things disappear,
you know,
and then pop in a new place.
Wiggle my nose and just go, okay, sorry, guys.
That would work.
Bye.
Yeah, Kathy would be the one to wiggle her nose because she'll be the witchy one. And you'll be the, and you'll be the one in the bottle.
How do you think my nose wiggles naturally? It does. Whenever I laugh, it wiggles.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go 41 to 44. Here we go, guys. Okay, actually, this is pretty positive about what you're trying to do, Frank. It's saying you're going to get your reason. He's going to get his reason. And let me finish out the rest of it because it seemed like it was carrying on with that. So his reason, and I think it's going to be talking about the success of this whole venture you're on. It's talking about patterns, and this is interesting. It's, this may make sense to you, whatever the theory is, whatever you're trying to do. They're saying try to see the patterns yellow. Try to see the patterns yellow, or something like the word yellow, but I, that's what I'm interpreting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what this pattern thing is. I don't know if you've got a, what the model is you're trying to do it, or if color even has anything to do with it, but try to see the patterns yellow. And so just keep, you know, it's, I think what they're saying is take the big picture. You know, I deal with large amounts of data sets. When I'm looking at data, I have to step back and really just kind of let my eyes go glaze over and just kind of look at the whole thing. And when that happens, I'll be staring at it for a long time, and all of a sudden stuff will start to kind of gel in my head what I'm looking at and why it's happening that way. Often when I deal with security logs, things like that, when I'm looking at them, I'll start to kind of get a feel just by examining the raw data. You know, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, oh, I need a display, I need a graph, you know, and sometimes just wading right in there and looking right at the guts of what's happening and wading through it, you're basically programming your subconscious to really take over for that. Because the subconscious, you know, the brain is the very best supercomputer there is. It can form, you know, more connections than anything that we have now that's sitting out there in a, you know, some raised floor someplace. So, you know, my advice to you on whatever you're trying to do, immerse yourself in the data, what you're trying to do in the result sets, and then come back and keep at it. And throw it at your brain, you know, and forget about it. Go look at it. Go look at the data. Go look at what you're trying to do, and then throw it back. And you're going to be sitting there, I swear to God, you're going to be sitting there, and you're going to have a eureka moment sitting there while you're drinking a Pepsi, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know,
when it comes to him. Yeah.
That's right. And this has happened to me more times. This is how I invented a system that is used today, 11 years in the running, that is still used to do all kinds of file transfer work. And it became very famous in the business. And I made a lot of friends and a lot of enemies all at the same time with it. And I've had more fun with that thing. But so I'm just saying, just trust the process and just let it happen, because your brain will figure this out. Okay. You'll see it. So let's keep going. We're almost at the end here. 46 and a half to 49. Here we go. Okay, they keep reiterating this help thing, and I get this a lot with people that are really trying some difficult labor, that, you know, and you are laboring here. So what I would say would be, do you do meditation at all? Do you do any work with kind of, you know, inner travel, anything like that?
From time to time, when I get disciplined, I go and do some meditation, and I've been trying to do astral travel, but I sort of got lazy, and the closest I get is when I go to sleep. I really, how can I say this? When I get into sleep, I really can't control things after that. Like, after I really fall asleep, I'm aware that I'm asleep and I can control what's happening. And, but I don't have control of where I go beforehand, but whenever they dump me, then I can have some control until I wake up.
Okay, and do you remember what you're being shown?
Sometimes. Sometimes I get things that are very interesting, so I try to remember and write it down when I wake up so I don't go. And sometimes I get waking up and they go away.
Well, what I'd say is that you really would benefit by keeping this is almost too simple, but keeping the notebook near hand, you know, or a cassette recorder or a digital recorder where you record in when you wake up, the minute you wake up, you know, do this, but also do some active daytime meditation, you know, where you just set aside some time. These guys, you know, everything I'm getting here is this is guides, you know, working with you, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and they're there to help you get through this. And they are like right there, you know, like it's like that whole thing we did on the other reading where you found the scientific paper. That, you know, my instincts are telling me that this is all about that. And, you know, just pay attention to the inner leadings, trust your intuition. when those strange thoughts that come through your head that you think are not yours, well, they're probably not yours. You're getting some advice. Listen to the little inner voice that comes through, and then just trust it. So, you know, anyway, let's keep going. 49 to, we're down to the last two phrases, 49 to 52. Here we go. Well, I can tell you this. They say you're going to make history, and that's extremely right on the money, clear. Ted only had to hear it a couple of times, 2-3 times there. You're going to make history with this. Whatever it is you do with this, you're going to do well. 52 to 54 and a half. Here we go. And you have the special hell of having a guide who is like going to tease the holy hell out of you. So your sense of humor better be good, because they're going to do some pretty weird things with you. Okay. So I mean, let's read the whole picture here, and thank God this is the first reading I've done in 2 weeks, and I'm glad you came in, Frank. You're the ideal guy for this. So. One scientist to another, thank you. Here we go. Basically the questions were, you know, Frank, that you were stumped, and you also had this project and what the take on the project was. And then this the first thing that comes out is Tony, she's the one. So I don't know who this Tony is, but this Tony, and it brought up about this date thing too in the future, but why don't you let them help? Steven's going to help you. We're going to get you a nice date. And okay, and you got a date with your books and destiny, I think, is in the laboratory is what you're up to, or whatever it is, you know, wherever it is you do your work. I'm going to stay with you now. So you're in a critical phase of this whole development in this thing. He's going to get his reason. So you're going to find the reason for what all this is about and reason the whole problem out. They want you to see the patterns yellow. Try to see the patterns. They're trying to get you to step back and look at it from a larger perspective. So we're helping. We're right near you. So they're with you the whole time on this. So when you're in there studying alone, or when you're in wrestling this, you know, this beast of a problem you're on, you're not alone in it. They're there. And very clearly it says he's going to make history. And but at the same time, keep your sense of humor about it, because they're going to tease the holy hell out of you through the whole thing. So there you go.
Okay.
And can I say something to Frank before he gets off?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't usually do this, but I'm getting a feeling for you, Frank, the word, and I really don't know what one looks like. I'm just getting tetrahedron or a hedron or however you say that.
Tetrahedron?
Yes, but they're telling me for you to stick with the Merkaba first and then advance yourself to the tetrahedron. Or however you say that thing, yeah. Say it again, John.
Tetrahedron.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm.
And,
whatever
that
means.
It might have an interesting meaning. That might apply to what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
I can only give you what they're giving me, so...
Okay, and I just saved the session. So, you, Frank, you're all set. You want to? I would really like to have you come back on in a week or two, and we just find out what's going on with you. I'd just like to hear how this is going.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a week or two, maybe I have a date. I can come and let you know. Definitely. The master project, I'm not sure if that will be done in a week or two. And to be quite honest, if I'm successful... I wonder if I'm going to make history well, I don't know, it's complicated. And if I'm going to make history, I don't know how I'm going to make history or how it's going to be documented, but it's all interesting and it does make sense. And to be honest, when they said you're going to get your reason, maybe they're more referring to I'm going to get the reasons why I was driven to this position in life when I came with this really crazy idea. So everything sort of makes sense, but then again, the first time we did this, many things didn't make sense, and they gave me all these little pointers, and the next day everything made complete sense, and we both were blown out of our minds, so
right.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, and we're not even going to expect any results per se. I'm just, you're an interesting guy. I just want to hear what's going on with you, you know. So, call just every so often, check in with us and let us know how it's going with you. And we'll offer some, you know, I'll do some readings with you and we'll offer advice. And if you need to carp about it or, you know, I'll say the word bitch about it, if you've got any problems or anything, I just am interested in, you know, what you're doing. So just stay in touch, man. You're part of the show now.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank. Hey, take care of yourself, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Girl. Okay.
Well, I think Frank's in for some real revelations coming up, so.
I think so, too. And I am blown away. We got a pretty full chat room here, guys. Gosh, everybody's out there. Let's see. We got Anna.
I wish
Chris.
I could
Hi,
get
Anna.
Into And I can't get in there, because if I do, I can't mute the chat room for some reason. It's not letting me.
Oh, that's not cool. I'll tell you what. I'm going to paste this for you. You can't see it.
No, I can't
see it. But you can't get in the chat room. That just doesn't work very well. Hell.
Okay. I'll just listen to what you do when you read it out. There we go.
All right. It's www.blogtalksradio.com/flashchat .a.aspx ?host:URL=ghostwriter. So if you can just sit there and put /flashchat/chat.aspx ?host:URL=ghostwriter, that'll take you in without any of the noise, you know? So you won't have to deal with anything. You'll just have the chat room by itself. So I'll just try to put that in and let me know if you're able to get in. And while that's happening, let's keep going. Amethyst is here. We got Kathy. Dominica is here. Oh, hi, Dom. Hey, big hug to you. Frank is still listening in. Good to see you, Frank. And we got Gabriel. I'm going to go ahead. And I don't know, Frank, if you're still listening in, we may have to open the line so we can get Gabriel in. So, yeah, if you want to just listen in on the regular stream, because I'm filled up on my lines here. And let's see, we got Gerber Daisy. Hey, Gerber, good to see you. Big hug. Guest 7971-8099-8235. Good greetings. You are from France. And we have Karen from Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Karen. I sent you the EVPs, by the way. So a bunch of your stuff we enhanced from Masonic. We're gonna play some of that evidence on a future show here. Let's see. We have LCGH, and good to see you. Paranormal Guys, Jason, hey, good to see you, my friend. I popped in on your show for a little while tonight, and then I decided I better do this show, and I'm glad I did. I feel better. Let's see. Chambray's here. We got Veronica V. Hi. And you, I know you liked my Facebook post. And Micah Dan, and we got Winnelight Kent. Good to see you. So, okay, we got a line open for Gabriel to come in, and I'm going to go ahead and take the 478 number. Hello, 478, you're on the air.
Hi, John, it's Libby, but it's not Gabrielle. So you got the wrong line.
I know. Nope,
okay.
I'm going to thank you because you have been so patient, and I was like, I'm feeling so bad because Gabriel, the line opened for Gabriel, so when Gabriel wants to call in.
Gabriel is not on the line. He hasn't been on the line. What happened was I got my wires crossed with him because and he said from Georgia. So that's where I thought he was calling in, but he wasn't. So.
Oh, well, Gabriel's just a surprise.
Remember when I told you. Yeah, I remember when I told you that 478 was from Georgia.
Oh,
so.
The lights
well,
went out in Georgia.
True. I'm in Georgia. That's true.
There you go. Hi, Miss Georgia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, honey. I'm just sitting here in the background kind of, you know, supporting whenever.
Yeah, it is. So
okay,
can we do an EVP or is there time?
Yeah. Plenty of time here. We've got 29 minutes remaining. I could extend if we do get other callers. So if people do want to call in, let me know, and I will be glad to extend. Let's go ahead. And your name again, honey? I'm sorry. I didn't get to write
Libby,
it down.
Libby.
Libby.
Libby on the label.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I've been to a town named Libby, Montana.
Have you been to Libby, Montana? Yeah, I want to go out there.
I have been there.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been there. We got property out that way.
Really?
And,
they filmed a movie there a long time ago. The movie Always. With Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter. Yeah, cool movie. But yeah, I know where that place is. Haven't been there, but I know it.
Okay. You've heard kind of how it went. We do the questions. I do the five count. You'll give do you have like a single question tonight or
yeah,
a couple?
Yeah, I have maybe two. One, my birthday was last week. I'm adopted and I want to know if my real dad, my biological dad, is hanging out with me. And I think he is, and I think I know the answer. But I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What we'll do is I'll do the countdown. Then you just go ahead and keep the question as short as you can, and then get really quiet for me. And then when I kind of feel like it's time to move to the next one, I'll say next, and then you just go with the next one. And then I'll end it when it feels right. So, okay, here we go. I'm going to turn on the source.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds better. Let me do a check recording. Checking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Libby, will you say something for me?
Okay. What should I say?
Okay.
All right.
There you go. All right, I'm going to stop it. Okay, now I just want to play that back. Because I had a little trouble with the voices on the last one. I just want to make sure that when I run the compression, I can get your voice.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let me just play that part. Huh, that's just not coming through for whatever reason. So, you know what? I'm not going to let that stop me tonight. We're going to get these other problems figured out. We're just going to go forward, and I'll just, because I am getting EVP responses. So let's go ahead and go with it. Here we go. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Okay. The spirits who are out there, I would like to know if my dad is watching over me. And I know you are.
I know you are. But
can you please tell me your name?
Tell me your name.
Anyway, I love you.
Anyway, I love
you. Okay, we'll end recording here. And you did great. And I found my little problem with why I wasn't getting you guys. So I made the right adjustments in my equipment here. And let's go ahead and see what we have here. I think this one section, that's where I found it, was at 10 seconds in, and you just kept going, and you did great.
Thank you. I tried.
Okay, and I want to see if this is you here. No, I thought I caught you, but that's got to be me. Okay, we'll record. Okay, so that's me at the end. I'm going to stop it. And I'm hearing something in the background out there. Is somebody talking?
No, it's my TV.
Oh, okay. I dream of Jeannie again?
Yeah, but I put myself on mute when you're doing the recording, so.
Okay. I was like, wow, that's really cool, man. We're getting some good stuff. Okay, I'm applying a compression. That's some good stuff, Pilgrim. Now, why is that not playing? Okay, so I'm going to just say that's a mark where to start, and then I'm going to figure this other problem out. And let me go ahead and do a... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mark these and then just try running the... And sorry, everybody, I'm just getting this all figured out. I'm out of practice. 2 weeks without doing this, it's like, hey, you lose your edge. Come on, guys, you know. I've got to get people to call in more. Hey, this is a great night. I'm enjoying this. Okay, we're going to try the filters and see if the automated filter system I put together does a good job. Hey, that did great this time. Yeah, that saved us a bunch of time. I just have to run a couple amplification sets and I'm done. Wow. This is cool. What it is you know how I did it by hand, just a little, you know, in the first set we did? I've got like a script that this software lets me write that lets me cut everything out, all the time out, and it just does all the same thing I do, but way quicker. So I'm just going to do a couple of little tunings on the first one. And I don't have the question because of the way the audio chains are running today. I'm having just a little bit of fun with things. So we're going to get that squared away, but we can still do the EVP. So here, I'm going to play the next set, and we'll be ready to read. And this is like as fast as it's ever gone, guys. So I am loving this. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and apply the filter. And then I take it, you know, this person was your father?
My biological dad. I know that he died before I was born, so, but I don't know a whole lot about it. So I'm just curious.
I would tend to think he's around. They're not going to, especially if you've really been kind of missing him your whole life, or you've always had that feeling in your heart that he's around. You know, parental love never goes away. It just,
yeah.
I don't have a big family.
I'm not missing out on anything, but I just have a little feeling, and I just want to know. It's time to know.
You do know his name, right?
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know anything. I mean, it's just all out there.
Okay, well,
so
we'll help. See what happens. Then we've done this before. We've had that many of these come in, and I've always hoped they help. I mean, at least even if they point you in the right way or get you on the right path, you know, to finding out who, that always helps. Okay, it looks like we're pretty good here. I'm gonna just amplify this a couple of dB. Yeah, I didn't like that. Let me just take it down one. Amplify, and I'm only gonna do 2 or 3 dB. 3.8 is better. There, I like that. And we got nice right channel bias, so I'm going to go with, and I got a mosquito the size of Detroit. Gotcha. Death to the mosquitoes. Yeah, we don't need this disease. No stinking disease here in Shingle Springs. 10.5 seconds to 13. Now, your first question had to do with if he was around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the second question had to do with the name. So first question is if he's around. So here we go, 10.5 to 13.5. Here we go. He's saying, I'm with you, coming to see you, meaning he's always coming to see you. So it's not, that's a male, definitely. And it's very clear. These filters, what I just did with that filtration system I designed, really seemed to help quite a bit. So, woohoo, this is a good night. So thank you. This is a nice check reading for some of the processes we're developing. 13.5 to 15.5, here we go. Next step. Thank you. Yeah, could you hear that? I want to see if did you hear what it said?
Not clearly. But
okay, it says I miss you.
I'm on the
phone, miss you.
So.
Okay, it says I miss you. I'm Daddy.
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna repeat it. I'm gonna repeat it so the cadence, so you guys all hear it. Here we go. I miss you. I'm Daddy. I miss you. I'm Daddy. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's you know, he's very. I get a really tender guy out of this. He just, his heart is just like, you know, the size of Detroit. I mean, this guy's just, wow, full of love for you. 15.5 to 18.5. Here we go. Next part of it. And then it goes into some pretty interesting phrasing. So let's see what we get here. Here we go. Know that you have a brother?
Well, all I know is it's a long story. Okay, I was born in Texas. I'm adopted, and the place I was adopted out of burned to the ground, and they burned all the files. Well, it didn't burn the ground, but the guy that was running it burned the files and killed himself. So there's no way I can look it up legally. And the lawyer who was in charge of the adoptions of this place is now the judge in the county. So he doesn't ever let anyone look anything up for any reason. And so there's basically nothing to look up. But I had someone...
What is it with these guys? What is it with the
I don't
the,
know.
These, I, you know, I look at these smart-ass dudes, and I just want to slap them. Sorry,
yeah. It's okay. I found out all that on the internet about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years ago. It's okay, but you know, anyway, someone, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe they were psychic or what, but someone once told me that my mother was still living and that I had that she had another child besides the one she had. Like when she was pregnant with me. And I'm a little emotional. I've always believed that. And so, yeah, I could have a brother out there. I don't know. And,
well,
you know, I just don't know.
What I get, I'm really getting the impression this is, if there's another brother alive, there's also one who's passed.
Yeah, that's probably so. Because this is a long time ago. I mean, I'm 46, so it's not like it was just, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not absolutely sure of, you know, what the situation is, if there's two of them or just the one who was there and then passed on. But, you know, brother, your brother is pleased to meet you. Your brother is pleased to meet you.
Aww,
so,
God.
Yeah.
Blown away.
I mean, it's just, you know, I just extended, by the way, so we got 46 minutes, everybody.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I mean, I just wanted to make sure we get that. And Elizabeth says she's on this phone on Skype, but it won't let me get in queue, you know. Well, I've got an open line there, Elizabeth, so if you're still there. Oh, I see. Okay. You back? Are you back, Elizabeth?
Hi, I think I am now.
Okay, you're back. Okay, sweetheart. So we're going to keep going. Let's see, 16. So we got the brother, and now we're going to go into this one interesting set of phrases here. 18.5 to 21. Here we go. With you in Texas? Now, did you say Texas something before?
that's where I was born. I was born I guess it doesn't matter. I was born in the Dallas area, in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's saying we're with you in Texas. So I guess they were there with you, at your birth is what they're saying. So they're making sure you know that you were there and they knew about you. And I get the feeling
I think they did, because my family has told me that, and from what I understand, my mom was like maybe in her early 20s. And I just get the impression that my real dad died for whatever reason. And, you know, she just wasn't able to keep me, and so she gave me up for adoption, and that's okay. I mean, it really,
yeah,
I've had a good life. That's not a problem. I'm just so curious because, you know, people just want to know.
Do you know your mother's name at all? You haven't even got that?
No. Uh-uh.
All right, I got a B name, like Betty or, you know, something like that.
That's like my mom's name here. That's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're being too psychic.
Don't be sorry.
Oh, I feel terrible now. I was like, oh, I got
it. Wow, you nailed it.
I should feel good.
That's my mom here. She's my mom.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I saw Betty. Well, then, you know what that means. That came through because your real mom is Betty. You know, your biological mom is your mom, but this person who raised you,
loves
you.
These people are my family. I mean, they're my family. I'm not. I have no question about that.
You just made my day. You know, I got to tell you something. I have been on a dry spell for a while, and I've been spending
my anymore.
And I have been feeling like crap. I've been sitting there going, wow, I'm like going through all this stuff. I'm doing the diet. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Come on, spirit. You know, when do I get the stuff back? You know, come on. And now I did it. Yes.
You
so anyway.
Nailed it. You nailed it. That's awesome.
Back.
Absolutely nailed it.
Feeling good about it. Let's go. Let's just win in California. Okay, let's see. Now I'm all pumped up. You know, let's go.
Yeah, you rock, right. John. You knew that.
You're awesome.
We've got it, the readings. We've got it down. There we go. 21 through 23 and a half. Here we go. I'm feeling cool. I think that they're saying they're going to help you meet the whole family. I think they're going to try to make arrangements to do this. And so you're going to get help from the other side. You need to be very, very aware of signs. You need to be very aware of things that are coming through intuition. Anything that you can dream of right in the future, just like I told Frank.
Yeah, I'm really sensitive. Yep. I get stuff all the time, stuff that just blows
me.
So,
write it down.
I can do that.
This is super important. I mean, it's like they're like making it really clear to me. It's like you need to write this stuff down, because what's going to happen is there's going to be that one clue, and it's going to be important. And the thing I get is this is not immediate. This is 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty immediate.
You're going to be walking your butt off here on this one. You're going to be figuring it out. But this is meant to be that way because they want you to go through the work to, you know, it's not that you don't appreciate what's about to happen, but they want you to go the distance. So when it really happens, that's going to be the only
thing. I feel guilty. I mean, this is sad. I feel guilty. My sister is also adopted, and she tried to find her family, and she went through the court and everything, and they told her no. I might have to have her call your show. See what she can find out, because it's different families.
I'll be glad to help. Yeah, you know,
I don't know. I'll have to talk to her. I don't know how open she is to this kind of stuff right now, but I'll talk to her.
Well, if you, it's just the thing is, I'm just horrified at the way courts treat adoptees. I mean, it's just absolutely atrocious that the legal system is this diametrically opposed to people finding out their origins.
It is, and in certain states, it's worse. I mean, some states it's not a problem, but for some reason, Texas just has lowered the boom on adopted people. And I think, personally, it's just because they kept such terrible records that they don't really know what was going on, and therefore they cannot provide any true information. But that's my personal opinion, you know.
Well, I was born in El Paso, and
really?
I'm just like, yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I was born on a military base out there, and then my dad worked at White Sands, and it was a interesting career as an Army brat. So anyway, Steve, 31.5 to 33.5. Here we go. And a lot of phrasing here, so we're going to be working our tails off on this one. Let's see what we get here. Okay, he says he was an alcoholic.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was like I was an alcoholic. He was just like, he's just fessing up right off the bat. So he was into the drink. 33.5 to 36. Here we go. Next phrase. Okay, he's kind of emotional, and that's kind of the impression I get from the way how hard this was to read, and he was just kind of, I get the impression, lowered head, the way he was talking. He's saying, I was a real a-hole.
I've been an a-hole, too.
we've all had our moments.
People are human. It's okay.
Yeah,
he's
feeling bad about it. But he just wants to fess up. He's really honest about it. So, my hat's off to this gentleman. I hope we get a name here. 35.7 to 37.5. Here we go. You make me so happy.
Oh.
Make me so happy. Yeah, really. And he was like, he's still kind of having a little trouble enunciating it, but I'm getting it. 37.5 to almost a 40. Here we go. And then he breaks into a series of closing phrases. We're almost near the end here. Okay, now he's getting much more clear, and he's making a promise to you. I'm here to help you. He's going to be there the whole way with you. Okay, so this is definitely a team thing now. 40 to 42, next phrase. Here we go, and it's very distinct. Okay, he's extremely emphatic. He says, I love you. And he's just being really, he's almost shouting it. And that's, my heart just skipped a beat when I heard that.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was going to be something. And he's got another distinct phrase here. And this one's a bit
totally
shorter.
Blown away.
Yeah, he's not giving me a name. I hope, I'm trying to hope he gives me a name here. But
that's okay. He'll tell me when he's ready.
Okay, here we go. 42.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so 4243, we're going to go for this one. Please say your name, dude.
It might not happen tonight. It's okay.
You're making me laugh.
Honey, it's nice to know who loves you.
Yeah.
That is nice to know who loves her. Oh, yeah.
I got to play that back for you guys. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play that back. I'm going to play it back and then combine it with this other phrase that's just coming up. See if it's combined here. Here we go. Okay, I got it. He sped it up on the second phrase there. I love you, and he's taking his absolute time because in the spirit world they speak very quickly, and
yeah.
He had to really lower his vibration to get that out that clearly. Then he says he sped up a bit. He says, "I'll guide you there. Guide you there." So he's you brought up about that you can hear them. He will be there to help you, and got it. So.
I never wanted to be too psychic, but I found out that maybe really I am, and it's been kind of scary lately, but it's okay.
You're going to get through it. Go around other people who do this, hang out on Blog Talk with all the other crazies like us, and you'll be just fine. we've all been through it, and it's, you know what, I mean, I'm a computer scientist, and I'm out here doing this stuff, and it's just one of those things.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah, talk about confused. I was raised by a bunch of touchy-feely, earth-friendly people from Scotland, and the other side were all these very precise Portuguese scientists. Hmm, yes.
Well, that's really funny, because the whole thing about, well, not the whole thing about all this, but part of all this is I've always wanted to know if I had any Scottish roots. But I'll find that out in time.
If you've got some of the gifts, what color is your hair by any chance?
Let's see. Now it's pretty gray, but yeah. Okay.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm being honest, people, you know.
I love you.
Bottle job, you know? Make it work. But no, my hair was like light brown to dark brown, light to medium brown.
I still
freckly and stuff, you know, and blue eyes. So
freckly and stuff.
I'm probably Scots Irish or English or something.
I think you're going to have Celtic in you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely do because I'm so drawn to that. I mean, I know I do, even if I don't know. You just know inside.
Well, let's see. We're on the very last phrase here, and it's a long one, and I'm just going to let it run through 43 to 46. Here, let's see what we get, guys. Here we go. Okay, I think he's excited about this whole thing because he's kind of hard to pin down on the first one.
Yeah.
He's kind of echoing his words, and I'm going to have to just paraphrase it. I'm here, and he says, I'm right behind you. He's in the house with
you. Oh, my God, I've heard that before. I mean, I really have. Okay, John, I'm going to tell you something, and might be a little mad, but you'll
What's
be
that?
Okay about it in a minute. This is Giraffe. And my name is Libby. I heard that on your show before, and I called in to make sure because I've heard I'm here, I'm behind you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Giraffe, I'm so glad it's you, sweetheart.
Yeah, well, I've been pretty shy lately. Very, very shy.
Oh, I'm so glad that it was you.
Well, anyway, but yeah, I've just been going through all this stuff and regrouping and everything's okay. But I really wanted to call in. I was going to call in on my birthday, and I just couldn't. And so I had to call in tonight. And thanks. Thank you, John. Thank you.
I'm not mad. I was just, I saw your note for the show.
I know.
Like, oh,
I
got to do the show.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, honey, you have no idea. He talked
so
to me before the show.
Y'all just don't know. I've just been messed up.
Giraffe, listen to me, sweetheart. He was talking to me before the show. He was so upset. He says, she sent me this email, and I'm so upset. And I said, John, I swear to goodness, it's going to be okay, honey. And here it was. You called in.
I know. I had to, and I'm not going to talk about it, but... But it,
oh,
but it's okay.
I love
it's
you.
Okay.
You know that.
I love you
I
guys.
Love you.
I love all of you.
Aw, we love you too.
Yeah, well,
right.
He says he's with you. He says he's with you. I mean, that's,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I had to call in to make sure, because I've been hearing all this stuff, and I'm like, am I hearing that or not, or am I making it up, or am I hallucinating? You know, it's just been a mind trip. So, but,
no, you're not hallucinating.
Yeah.
And you know, this stuff, it takes a while to get used to it. I mean, when I first started with really serious clairaudient stuff happening,
yeah.
I thought I was losing my mind, and I was going through it alone. I was going, what the hell is going on? Am I losing it?
Me too.
Yeah, I had my hearing tested. I was like, my head.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I don't want to hear. I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind getting notions about things. I don't mind, you know, seeing stuff or having things happen around me, but I just have a real problem with hearing things, and you know, whatever's out there has been pretty gentle with me about that, I have to admit. And it all started with me, I guess, about 2 years ago, you know, but I won't get into all that. It's just too long.
Well, Giraffe, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's, you know, the reason you have the gift of hearing is because, you know, you're really supposed to have it. It's there for you to use.
Yeah.
You can control. The thing that you can do is you can control it. You can actually, because see, I, when I go in my house at night, my house is a spirit-free zone. I mean, I've got the salt. I've got all the stuff out there, you know, sea salt, you know, the different stones. And, you know, I'm doing all kinds of ritual stuff and saying, you guys, no.
Well, yeah, but that's
it.
The thing, you know. I'm like, you guys can't stay in here. And it's terrible. I shouldn't even say this on radio. I have, like, this. I just shouldn't get into it. This someone I know who I've known for a couple years or more on the internet. He hangs out with me all the time psychically, and I just want him to go away. You know, it's terrible because it's not right, and it's just that's just a whole other show. So I'm not going to say anything else.
Well, what else?
I mean, I have somebody hanging out with me 24/7, and therefore it impedes any new stuff coming in, and it's just it's.
Honey, is it a guide?
Easy.
Do you think this person that's hanging out with you is a guide?
No. I mean, I know who it's a human being, and they live.
But it's somebody that you knew, right? Family?
No, it's someone that. Okay, I read an article on the internet. I bought a book. And I, you know, exchanged a few emails with this person, and, you know, we just got kind of close.
So they're close with you.
And I kind of cut it off, but then, like, all of a sudden I started getting all these astral visits, and it freaked me out. They blew out my TV. I thought I was being haunted. And it took me about a year and a half to figure out that it was a person doing it and not like a ghost or something. I mean, I thought it was
this is somebody that you've connected with, right, honey?
Yeah, we're connected. We have to get unconnected.
Okay. I'm sorry, John. It's just that I'm getting this real strong, and she needs to know that it's all okay, and it's not a bad thing, okay?
Well, but you just don't know. It's too much. I mean, maybe it's not a bad thing, but it's way too much.
I would, you know, what I'll say is you're able to actually get rid of this with some help. She can stop it.
Yeah, obviously,
and,
I'm not doing the right things to solve it. I mean, you know, but anyway.
All right, but honey, what I'm trying to tell you is that you can. If you want to talk to me, you can add me. On Skype. and I will certainly help you with this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's all I'm going to say. Because I don't want to go into it on here.
Yeah, I've said
you
probably
way too much. It's Elizabeth. Well, you know it's Elizabeth Rose, you know.
My name too.
And
Elizabeth.
Yeah, but you know that, and it you know Our Works Productions. You've seen the website before many a times, and if you will, I'll help you with it, sweetheart.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get in touch with you because I do need some help.
All right, darling.
I'm glad to hear a voice from our giraffe. I'm finally. So glad.
Kathy, my sweetie pie. I love you, girl. Oh, my God. I love you.
I love you, too.
That's right. Kathy's my bud.
Oh, we just going to love everybody here now. See how we do?
Oh, my God.
It's a group hug, man.
Group hug. Group hug.
Squeezy, squeezy.
Jeez.
I just have a funny question here.
What?
Yeah, Libby, where did you come up with the name Giraffe Angel? I have never heard a name like that before, and it just has always struck me. And now I've got you here.
Okay.
Yeller.
Okay.
Yeller.
Okay. I'll tell you. I'll try to keep it brief. Let's see. When I was about 19, I went on a tour to Europe, and a choir tour, and as a gift, we went to Austria. And as a gift, a friend of mine gave me a brass giraffe, and we had been in Salzburg, and we visited the Mirabelle Gardens. So anyway, I named the little giraffe Mirabelle, and I've had it with me forever and ever and ever. And so anyhow, ever since then, you know, I love giraffes. And so, you know, I have this whole thing about being an angel, and I don't know. That's on the other side.
Well, I got to tell you, I can't do
what?
All right, honey. I sent an ad on Skype to Giraffe Angel so that you know.
Okay, well, I'll have to download Skype to get it because I'm not on Skype.
Yeah.
But I'll get on
it. All right. Well, then somebody in China is getting mine. You know, they're getting mine. They're going to go,
there's a Giraffe Angel
on
Facebook. I almost changed my name.
Yeah. They're going to be going, who the heck is that woman? That's okay.
Well,
couldn't think that there would be two giraffe angels. Come on, John.
I know. I Facebook my name one day, and somebody else has it. Maybe it's time for new
one. No. There's some guy in China going,
let me know.
Who is this Elizabeth Rose? What is she sending me this for?
He's going to go, somebody's going to be going, what the heck? And I'm just going to go, hey, you know,
God.
Not my fault, dude. You're a giraffe angel. You know?
Yeah.
Look, I got this. I got a foxy woman in U.S. This is good.
They're going to be going, who and how tall? You know, when they answer me, John, I'm just going to say, are you tall?
Oh, God.
Look, come on, giraffe tall. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll tell him I'm crazy.
God.
I can tell him I was drunk. You know, nobody knows. They'll never know, you know. What can I say? Okay, it was the margaritas, dude. The margaritas.
Lodge, we need margaritas. I have still got, you know what, on a night
yeah,
when I'm
not
going to
have our margaritas, though, John.
I am going to pour.
We were talking about it, weren't we, Wendy? We were talking about margaritas.
Yeah, we're going to have a margarita.
You know. You know what? That's it. That's it.
It is
this
it.
Friday,
let's do it.
This Friday, I am off, and I'm not going out anywhere. I'm going to get the margarita mix. We're going to do a kick-ass show. I'm going to get halfway sauced on the show doing readings. Sure, I'll be talking like this.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to have margarita night. Everybody eat their margaritas. Okay? We're going to do a margarita Friday night.
All right,
okay.
John. On one condition, John. That you'll let me
What's
call
that?
In and I'll just sit in the background drinking my margarita.
That's right.
And I'll giggle a lot. Giggle a lot.
Too funny.
This is not going to happen often. I drink about once every blue moon, but
I will sit in my little corner and drink my margarita and go, all right, you people are funny.
See, my family has this old saying, is because it's like, we don't, we're not big drinkers, but when we do, you know, we'll really tie a good one on.
And we do it right.
Everybody says, why are you drinking this right now? And the other person is supposed to say, because it's going to kill that bug up my ass.
So long as you don't use my name with that bug, we're fine, okay?
I'm just going to kill it. And then the rest of the night, everybody's going, yeah, I killed that bug. I feel good.
All right, I can see it now. You know what's going to happen, don't you, Giraffe? I'll get the blame for that one. Blame it on that woman. You know, I can hear him now. So.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I'm going to have
to, you know, and what's funny is that I'll just have to smile and go, yes. So, it'll all be good.
Kathy is going to have to join us on this one.
Oh, well, see, Kathy and I have already. Kathy and I have already been talking about for years, haven't we, Kathy?
What?
Well, at least a year about having our margarita. We've been talking about that.
I swore up and down I wouldn't have one until you made me one. Damn it.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Got it, right. You got it. And then when I make it, we're all going to have, we're going to have fun.
I'm going to get sly. Oh my god!
With all the bad news,
you know,
we gotta do.
I'm gonna take the blame for all of this. When you know, just blame me. It's good. It's fine. I'll be fine.
You know,
I can see my grandmother now going, "Oh my god, what is she doing?"
Oh no! Okay,
oh,
I'm gonna be playing blind. Okay, we're going to put some music on. We're going to play Lime in the Coconut and drink it all up.
There you go.
Yep, some music from what was that show? Practical Magic. Yeah, we'll do some Practical Magic.
Yeah, Practical
Magic. Or it's also
here
good night. And we'll have the women get on and talk about their stuff, and then the men will get on and talk, and then we'll just be grooving. So Friday night, I am
going to make
this happen.
And I'm
just
going to be the bartender. And I'll be the bartender. Right. I'll hand out margaritas.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to be going up to you going, Barkeep, I need another caller to call in. Fine.
Yeah, I'll go. Gotcha.
Damn spirits, I can't hear them. Everything's a buzz. Okay.
No, I'll go, I'll do the easy thing. I'll do it. Giraffe,
oh,
I love
God.
You. You know that.
I love you guys, too. I love you, Elizabeth. You're so cool.
Oh, see, you didn't know you were going to get me
tonight,
I do, you know. You didn't
what
know
happened?
You had me on tonight. You didn't know you had me on tonight.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh, Lord, and see
like,
what happens?
I just have
you
to
know.
Do this.
We start talking about margaritas, getting drunk, and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't do
but I will
either.
Make
I always just drink wine, but that's okay.
I will pour you a glass of wine.
I promise.
Do you want white wine or do you want red wine?
I drink white wine.
You drink white wine. Do you want dry or do you want...
I only drink one kind of wine. It's scary.
Do you want a dry wine or do you want a sweet wine?
I drink sweet wine.
All right. I'll get you some Pinot Grigard. That's good. We'll do that.
If she doesn't like that, we'll get the Boone's Farm.
Yeah. Then we get the Boone's Farm.
I can't do hard work.
Hey, Boone's Farm has its moments. We've had some moments with Boone's Farm over my lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
Farm. Oh my God, that stuff's right good.
Hey, I didn't mention
it.
John did, okay?
You can do better with tap water and a drink.
Hey, I didn't mention it. John did. John mentioned the Boone's.
Pyramid beer. That, I'm going to bring the metaphysical beer from Egypt.
Oh, my
pyramid
God.
Beer.
Pyramid beer.
Pyramid beer. And then, by the way, guys, I just ordered, and I've been sitting on this thing for a while. I'll be allowed to have beer, maybe one beer from my new kit. I'm making. I bought a beer-making kit, so I'm going to be naming my beers after certain members of the audience are going to each... You're named after them.
John, are we going to have Echo's beer?
Yeah, I'm going to come up with a label.
Let's not even talk about, what we're going to see, bad bottles of beer.
Yeah, I'm going to have one called Elizabeth Giggles Beer. It's going to be really cool. It just says,
awesome.
You pop it open and it goes,
It'll giggle when it does. You pop. It'll giggle. It'll giggle when you pop the cord down.
And then we have Karen. Karen's going to have her beer, which is called Hee Hee Beer, because she does that. Hee Hee.
She'll get you for that one. Okay. So what's Kathy's going to be?
Kathy's going to be, oh my God, beer. That's it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
John, there is one thing I have never understood. A Scotsman like you not drinking scotch.
I'm
that
serious.
That's
just not right.
Oh,
that's
you know what?
Right.
I gotta tell you something. When I drink whiskey or if I drink any of the harder liquors, I'm the nicest guy in the world. But when I drink whiskey or any of the scotches,
I don't think he handles it well.
I would pick a fight with Paul Bunyan. I would.
He doesn't care.
You know,
he becomes everything right then. Yeah.
I was in a bar, this was a long, long time ago, I was about 28, and there was this sailor that was sitting there, and he was being rude to all the women, and you know me, I'm chivalrous, and he was walking up and picking up women, and none of the other guys were doing anything about it, and I got up and yelled, you son of a bitch, and I was kidding, and my friend held her back, and this guy was way bigger, he would have kicked my ass, you know, and I'm yelling,
he's looking at you like, boy.
And I was like the size of a pencil back then. You know, I didn't have a chest. It was just like
everything.
You know,
I can just see it now, John.
Oh, my
going,
God. And I was yelling, and he's looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm going, you dirty son of a bitch. You don't do that to women. My friends are all hauling me out the door. And he's just starting to get his anger up. And I'm already out of there. And they're throwing me in the car going, don't you ever do that again, John, if you want to live. And I'm like, you don't understand. That guy is retarded to those women. I was so pissed off. So, yes, it's a good idea.
See, that's like with me if you give me shots of tequila because, you know, I do well with margaritas because I know how to drink them. You know, I drink one and it takes forever. I'm serious, Gerber, or Giraffe, it takes me forever to drink one. But, you know, and I'm fine. But then, you know, if you know, because there were, in my time, John, you know, it wasn't whiskey,
yeah.
but it was like shots of tequila. And, you know, oh, well, you know, don't get me started. Because all 4'11" of me will whip anybody that comes into my wind, you know. So
yeah,
I don't do shots.
I mean, I can do like
a shot.
Yeah. Oh, you do tequila shots?
I love those. Yeah.
You do tequila?
I love tequila shots too, Kathy. I'm not saying I don't love them. I'm just telling.
I love scotch. I love Kentucky whiskey. I love all the hard stuff.
Oh, Lord, girl. And you're going to have fun one of these days. You know that?
you ever do tequila poppers? You know what those are?
Oh, yeah.
You talking about lime and salt and all that?
Yeah, and then you hit them and they fizz and you drink it. I did five of those once. And I woke up in the back of my car. I couldn't find my keys and I was out. It was a November morning with no blanket. I woke up freezing to death outside the bar. My friends poured me into the car and then threw my keys in the back so I wouldn't drive. And I was like 20,
oh
I was like 29. So I'm laying there in the back of the car. I think there was like hair growing off my teeth.
That's why they put the keys in the back of the car because he couldn't have found them if he'd have wanted to. So, you know, they knew it was going to be all right. He'd wake up and he'd be okay.
Well, the only reason I found my keys is my friends came over to see if I was still there, and I was walking around in a daze going, what the hell?
Oh, Lord.
Me and Kathy's going to have fun one of these days.
Y'all ever had a Dr. Pepper?
No.
A what?
A Dr. Pepper. It's where
I have had one.
Yeah,
go ahead,
they're good. They're good. But what you do is you get a mug of beer. And you get some Drambuie in a shot glass. You light it up, and then you drop it into the beer, and it tastes just like Dr. Pepper. Get yourself tore slam up.
Yeah, we used to do that with Jägermeister. Oh my God!
Oh, they are so
good. See, I used to be a bartender.
Yeah, you throw it out, you don't care.
Oh God, Giraffe! I used to be a bartender, honey, because I can beat it.
I didn't
do it. You know, I used to be a bartender.
Yeah.
I can fix you all up, you know.
Oh,
I was a smart girl.
Oh,
I was a bartender,
no.
So I had to drink them all. It's one of the good things about me is that, you know, I knew how to do it all, and I could tell you about it all, but I didn't do them because I could get everybody else messed up, and it was much more fun that way. So, much more fun now.
Yep.
We've gone.
I had a girlfriend named Morgan who used to dance up on the bar, John, when she had enough shots of tequila. She would get up on top of the bar and dance. And then she'd stand there and go, "You don't like it?" And everybody just go for it. I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, no. God. I am so looking forward to this. This is going to feel good. I promise I'll park my keys someplace else so I don't wake up in a Mustang. What the hell happened to me?
We got to hide the keys. So you can't go anywhere. So you can't go anywhere.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be sitting here trying to do EVP and then work with the ovulus while I'm kind of feeling.
Well, we won't have Frank call in, okay?
Yeah, that Frank will really mess my head up. Frank's a great guy, but I'm going to be going, you're not kidding me. No. That girl loves you, man. We all love you, man.
Yeah.
You've got to
have Frank is already speak. Frank is already officially part of the family here now.
He is. Frank's cool and he's smart.
Frank, you're gonna be there for the party and you've got a date with Destiny, and that's her name. She is gonna be there. You just have to be there, man. But yes, you know, Frank is gonna be there and his discovery will be great, and he needs margaritas too. You need, dude, for this whole scientific thing of yours, you need to kill that bug. You're gonna kill that bug, man.
Kill that bug.
Yeah, kill that bug.
You want to kill that bug. There you go.
That's right. It started a new tradition with many of you. Just remember that. When you feel that need, you know, and you haven't been doing this in like 3 years like me, kill that damn bug. It's time. It's time to get it out
and
kill it.
And see, I'm in trouble. You guys know that.
Why's that?
You know I'm in trouble. Because, you know, you're going to blame me for this no matter what happens.
I'm not going to blame you. Hell,
we're
it's
not
all Jurassic.
Blaming anybody.
I'm in trouble now, guys. Oh, God.
No, it's
Well, it was all Jurassic. Well, okay, good. We can blame her.
Great. It's
yeah,
my
we
fault.
Got
okay, everybody blame me.
Jurassic, you got a beautiful laugh.
I want to tell everybody bye and good night, and I had fun, and I'm going to go into the chat room now. Talk to y'all later.
Well, we've got just about, what, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, something like that?
We got 6 minutes left, Kathy, but we love you.
I need to go, too, because I have to be at work god-awful early.
Okay, guys.
God. All right, thank you.
We have had a
really
good time.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Big hug.
Bye.
Oh, God.
All right. We're going to plan this. What are we going to call this? You know, GRI's Margarita Party?
This is going to be the Soul Stream Kill That Bug Up Your Ass show, man. And that's just the way it's going to be.
Bug up your ass. We're in trouble. I can't believe I just said that on the air.
But we're going to, we were talking about a donkey, of course. But, it's going to Soul Stream Kill That Bug show. And, you know, get your margaritas ready, your drambuies, your white wines.
Dr. Peppers.
Your flaming Dr. Peppers. Or if you just are alcohol challenged and you just want to drink something like water and just join us and laugh at us.
Or wine.
That will be fun.
Water, Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
Yep. Yep.
7-0.
So I'm gonna get the blender in here, and you're gonna hear me making stuff, and we're gonna spin up records and just have fun. I'll be talking with Kathy about music, so we'll get that all squared, and we are just gonna have a couple hours of fun and just tell funny stories.
But you know you're
gonna
play Margaritaville. You're gonna play what's his, the guy's name? Anyway, you're gonna play his song Margaritaville. We gotta play that one.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, and it escapes me at the moment. Yeah, I'll play
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, does me too. But yeah, you gotta play that one. You gotta play that one. And then there's a country song that says one shot, two shots, whatever, 10 shots of tequila. That would be a good one. I forget the name of it, but you know.
I'm gonna call it
we'll
like
that one out.
one of the things we're going to do is have a public safety announcement, so nobody, drives, after the show. So
yeah.
We got.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to
Jimmy Buffett. Karen had it. There you go.
Yeah. So, thanks, Karen. You know what it is? It's we're going to do this. This is going to be a once annual show. We're going to do it at this time of the year, and I hereby decree
it's because
this.
Because once a year is enough to do it, so that'd be good.
It's you get to kill that bug. You can only do it once a year. So we're going to do that bug kill on Friday, and so I'll be going out and getting the materials, and we are going to have a great time, guys. So
again, it's going to be August the 20th.
August the 20th. It's going quick this year. I don't understand this. This is like too fast.
Oh, this month is done gone. I know. And we got Nick coming on my show on the 20th.
Oh, Nick's coming up on there?
Nick's coming up on the 20th. Of course, I'll have to remind him to come on so that we can go do this one. And, Nick, we're going to go have Margaritaville at SoulStream. But, he's just going to be going, we're going to do what? I'll go, that's okay. We're going to talk about Ascended Masters. It's going to be good.
Well, that's
and then
good.
I'm coming up on your show sometime or another.
Way to go. And then I've got you. I think I've got you on the 22nd, too. August 22nd, I've got you on my show. So I think that's Sunday.
Oh, my
so
God.
We'll be,
this is going to be a wicked week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I mean, we're getting things back on track. And I am so glad I did this show tonight. I mean, I almost didn't do anything, and I just didn't have it in me, I thought, at 8 o'clock, but you know what? You guys got me going, and I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Let's see. Let's go ahead and do the shout-out. I've got Castle 407. Hi, Castle. Kathy, you came in and just killed us with this new drink, this Dr. Pepper flaming creation.
Dr. Pepper.
She's like the scientist, man, of drink. She knows all this stuff. And let's see. We got Elizabeth Rose. That's you. You're on with me.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
And we got Frank, and we got Gabriel, Gerber Daisy TM. We have the two guests, 8099. And let me see. I think you can tell now. One's in Canada, and the other is somewhere in the United States. Good to see you. Karen's Dream over there in your neck of the woods. Elizabeth is, she's in the Phoenix area. We have Jason from Paranormal Guys. Hey, Jason, you got to bring Jason's a hard drinker, I can tell. He's going to be in there sipping it. This is good. And let's see, we got Chambre, and we have Veronica V. Good to see you. And Dan is going to be sitting there going, hey, it's going to be here Friday. Yeah. So good to see you, Dan. And for all the lurkers out there, good to have you on. And this coming Saturday, then you're going to have Nick on, right?
No, I'm going to have Nick on Friday the 20th.
Okay, Nick on Friday the 20th. What's coming up Saturday for you, for your show?
Oh, we're going to have. Let me see who I got on Saturday. I have got. Oh, that's Kathy Gilmore Day.
Oh, I've heard that name,
now,
but I'm trying to.
I don't know Bob Gilmer and his wife, Candace Gilmer. And Bob's going to be on with me early at the Our World show between 6 and 8. And then his beautiful wife, Candace, who's an author, and just very gifted young lady, will be with me on Dear Emmy for the 10 to 12 show. So, I do two shows on Saturday. So it's Happy Gilmore's Day.
I had fun on the show the other day, and look forward to doing
it. I had fun, too. Thank you.
Okay, well.
And then that's on Saturday, and then Sunday I'll be on here with you guys if they let me.
Okay. All right. And and the news is on the Atkins diet, just for all those who hadn't heard, I got on the scales this morning. I started the diet at 236 pounds. I am now 222 pounds. I have lost about 13 and a half pounds, roughly.
13.5 pounds, yep. Doing good.
And I am feeling better. My pants are getting looser, as I was telling you. And I looked at the scale this morning, and I looked again. I went, that can't be right. And I got my glasses because I was going, no, there's no way. And I looked, and it was like, wow, I'm 222. This is wicked cool. So, you know, it does work.
You're dropping
it
really, really well.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with this, and believe me, when I get the when I get to the 185 range, the pinstripe suit is coming. So, what do you? Anyway, hey, we're at 11:29 and 18 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and close it up here, and thank everybody for being in, and thank you for being on here, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, and I will see you here on Friday. I'll put the show together tonight, guys. So. All right, we're signing off. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal, and we'll see you on Thursday and Friday. Good night, everybody.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Sign off. On the archive show, those listening in, I'm just the luckiest man in the world to have the friends I do and to have all the people in my life that I have in it who are there doing the common good and doing the work of spirit. So for all of you who make GRI and Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio and Soulstream work, and to those on the other side, thank you very much for being part of my life. And you're more appreciated than you know. And good night, everybody. Have a safe evening and a safe week. Take care.